friend asked me recently if I was rich. Maybe you get asked that a lot, but trust me, I don't get inquiries like this too often. Kind of caught me by surprise. My family never talked finances, didn't announce their bank account balances, really didn't tell us kids much of anything about how they were doing. And if they never told the family, you better believe it was unwritten gospel. They didn't talk about it in public, with friends or relatives, with anybody, ever. So I was caught off balance, checking account and equilibrium both, to be asked point blank if I was rich. You could imagine that the answer, assuming you deigned to reply, would depend on the person asking. If my pal Bill Gates asked me, I'd say, "Gee, Bill, I'm bumping along, but no, my hedge fund isn't one of the top 50 or anything, not really even the top, I don't even have a hedge fund right now, sort of embarrassed to tell you." If one of my pals trying to make ends meet during the COVID shutdown asked, well, I might say, "Don't even think of asking me for a loan, you slacker." Wealth, you see, is fairly relative. You ask most folks if they're rich, and they're going to tell you no. But if we considered that we're in America, and we're on the south end to boot, hellfire, by nearly any standard you pick, we're the 1% of the world. We're rich. You don't think so? Take a trip to Cambodia, Mexico, Costa Rica, just about any third world country, and then tell me you're not wealthy. You are. Period. Don't argue with me. I won't have ears for it. But my friend wasn't interested in philosophic fiscal discussion, just wanted to know if I was rich. Asking an artist that question is akin to wondering if I might be vacationing this year with Bezos on his moon rocket, mostly a flight of fancy. I said, "Yeah, I am rich. And honestly, I consider myself rich. I really do. We have our house paid for, the one we built ourselves without a loan, without a 30-year mortgage. We pay cash for everything we have, car, truck, you name it. We live in paradise. We live modestly, but we want for nothing. We still work, but not because we need the cash, but because we like what we do. Even without that money, we feel enriched by working. And, well, we have each other. We lived in a dilapidated shack for 13 years together, scraping by, tending our gardens, learning our trades. We're growing old together, and that's just fine, too. Are we rich? You'd have to be nuts to ask."